Terry coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians playing the rubber match of this series with Oakland. Final game before the All-Star break. Another dominant performance last night from Carlos Carrasco. But last night, Oakland got to your bullpen. And, Tito, it right now seems to be a case where, my gosh, if you give up more than 4 or 5 runs, it's really going to be a tough time winning.
You know, Hammy, you know, and again, when we're playing, it's not the best time to kind of evaluate, you know, where you are. Because regardless of where you are, you want to win. And what you try to do, and we say it all the time, is just win by one. And then, you know, and like after today, you know, we have a couple of days off. I'll sit around and kind of look at things and kind of see, you know, where – you know, not just where we can do better, but are the numbers adding up, things like that. But in the seventh inning and things like that, you never do it, because even if they're not adding up, that doesn't mean you can't win. And, you know, so, you know, it's been an interesting run here where we've won more than we've lost. But you're right. It's not like we've really knocked pitchers around. Our pitching has done so well and kept us in so many games that when we've broken loose, they've been very meaningful runs. You know, we haven't scored early very often, and when we do that, that's where I think we can really be good. We can be more aggressive on the bases. You know, it opens up some things, but it's been, seems like, 4 or 5 innings before we really get anything going.
When he struggles like he did really for 3 months, you forget how much of an impact Carlos Santana can be. I'm sure you haven't forgotten, but we have seen over the last week, he can be a game changer.
Well, I'll tell you what, we saw this every year. When he gets hot, they're not singles. And he has a rare ability that he can hit just about any pitch, because he can reach balls off the plate and still hit home runs. But the last 2 nights, I've been as encouraged about him as I've been in a long time. He's rifled 2 balls to left center, hitting left-handed, which is great. And then he hit that ball last night that just, you know, he just crushed it. But it's not a coincidence when guys are staying on balls, hitting them the other way. That's when they cover the ball in also, because they have good balance.
What has happened here to Brandon Moss?
You know, Hammy, we knew going in there's going to be times when they're swing and miss. And the hard thing, or the, maybe the hard thing for fans to understand, is to get the production, you gotta sit through the swing and miss too, and be patient. You know, it's just that, and that's why we don't hit him fourth, because it can be glaring when he's not hitting. If you can hit him sixth or seventh, I mean, he's still on pace, you know, to drive in 90 runs, and that's after a really bad cold spell. So, you know, at some point he's going to get hot again. And what we haven't done is get guys hot at the same time. When we do that, man, it'll be a heck of a lot more fun around here.
Well, today you've got Jose Ramirez in the ballgame playing second base. Kip is going to DH. Might he be a guy that someday is one of those super utility guys, or is it too early to make that designation?
You know, Hammy, a couple things about that. One is, I don't think a bad first 6 weeks of a season says a guy can't be an everyday shortstop. We saw this kid last year come up and be a spark plug for us at shortstop. At the AAA level, he, in 2 years there, two parts of 2 years, he's had an OPS of 820 and 9-something. You know, you put those numbers with somebody else, and they're like, whoa. But I think because of his stature and the way he struggled here early, people want to write him off. That's we wouldn't do that. I think at worst, he can be your super utility, but I think he can be an everyday player also.
Boy, and we've also seen, and we've talked about it a number of times, when he came up last year, he was really playing well in Columbus. It just carried over. When you start a season with a big league team for the first time in your career, it really is different.
Hammy, it is, and it's so hard to explain, but that's why if there's ever a you know, if you're on the board or if you're on the line of sending a kid to AAA, you just about always let them start the season in AAA, because April can be a really cruel month to a lot of people. It's cold for the teams back east. Grass, it means grass is high. Balls don't go through the infield. The air's heavy, so it doesn't travel. It can be, like I said, it can be a really cruel month. And for a lot of rookies that haven't done it before, they can get buried before they even get their feet on the ground, and then they're playing catch-up, and then you send them back to AAA, and you see it all the time. Sometimes you're better off maybe letting a veteran guy play the first month. He can get some at-bats under his belt. If he struggles a little bit, it's not the kid. Let the kid get hot, and then bring him up.
Terry, how do you assess this first half?
We've been, I'd say, wildly inconsistent. We've never really gotten guys hot at the same time. I'm pleased that the last couple, 3 weeks, we have won enough where we go into the second half, and it's going to be very meaningful. Now, we got to do a lot of winning, but this last couple weeks, you know, we've had a few streaks where we won five, won three or four. That's gotten us back to where, you know, we play good baseball, which we need to, and we need to be more consistent than we have been, but we can get right back where we have been the last couple years and get in the thick of this thing.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and A's on the Indians Radio Network. Manager's Minute. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. Terry, we're at the All-Star break. How do you look at this first half?
I think, Hammy, we've been wildly inconsistent. We haven't taken care of business at home well enough. Fortunately, we've got a better record on the road. I think if we're going to get where we want, you know, we certainly have to start playing better at home, which I think we will, and then do what we've been doing on the road. We haven't gotten anybody really hot at the same time, you know, and then that we need to do that. But again, because of the last 3 weeks we've won some, we've gotten ourselves in a position where now we go play good baseball, like we're capable. We can make some noise in this thing.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. You look ahead now to the second half of the season, Terry, and there is such a logjam. It just seems like about everybody in the American League is still within striking distance, if nothing else, of that second wild card. Do you look for this thing to play out that way?
Hammett, well, first of all, you don't know, but, I mean, it's amazing to me. Besides a couple teams, you know, in the National League, St. Louis, in our division, you know, the Royals. Other than that, teams are bunched up all over the place. Not very few teams have stayed away from that losing streak, and we're included in that. We've had a couple. And so this is going to be really interesting, you know, going forward. Who can come out of the chute and be hot? You know, injuries play a part. You know, Kansas City lost Gordon, things like that. So this is going to be really interesting.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.